A good and Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir number 200. And when the book Life's Too Short by Avram Tversky about pulling the plug on self-defeating behaviors and turning on the power of self-esteem, there's a chapter here pertaining to anger and hostility. And you know, there were different theories regarding anger and hostility. You know, in the days of Sigmund Freud, for a psychologist, he believed that the main problem in life is a repressed sexuality. And these days, there's very little that's suppressed about it. The culprit these days is more suppressed anger. Many of us have a difficulty with anger. We know anger is wrong. And the problem with that is, of course, anger is something we have to uproot and work on. To uproot, but when we do feel it and we harbor these feelings, we're apt to think of ourselves as being bad or unworthy, which adds to shame, which could fuel further anger. What is anger? And we need to understand what the proper healthy hashkafa is pertaining to anger. That even though we're told and that we have to remove it completely and go to an extreme even, but we have to understand a realistic way of understanding it so we don't get derailed and discouraged as we're working through it. What is anger? Anger is a feeling that's aroused when we're provoked, either physically or being denied something we desire and believe that's it's rightfully ours, or by an insult to our pride. This feeling that results from such provocation is beyond our control. In other words, this is very important. We cannot choose not to be angry when provoked. You know, you look at Mesillas Yesharim, it's a very high level not to feel that anger. You have to work on yourself greatly. Sometimes you need to be a high neshama. But, so we will have that feeling of anger that comes over us. We can suppress it. But the problem is when you suppress it, it pushes it in the unconscious part of the mind, and then it festers there, and it has damaging effects on other feelings and behaviors. But the key really is that it's not wrong or sinful to feel anger. That's very important to know. The hergish that comes, that itself is not the sin. It's what you do with it. That's really a key thing. So we have to learn how to manage our feelings. The idea of discharging your anger by screaming and hitting a punching bag, there's no evidence that that diminishes anger. Often that that causes intensification of anger. So that's very important. The idea is many people feel that they won't be able to control their anger and they'll lose their affection of their loved ones that are the targets of their anger. So you have to realize that you have to develop a confidence in your ability to control your behavior and realize that you may not have control over some of your feelings, but you'll have control over your actions. That's a big yesod in Chayim. It applies to anger, it applies to taiva, it applies to jealousy, resentment, all these negative things. The fleeting things that come to your head or the strong feelings even you may feel that may not be fully in your ability to control. But your actions pertaining to that is in your control and it empowers you. So you can't fear the anger. And if you fear it, then you just want to get rid of it. You'll kick a cat, you'll hit a wall. No, you don't do that. You reflect. You know, what caused the provocation? Sometimes you say, I'm sorry. Sometimes you feel it and then you could dismiss it. Now, it's not always easy. It's not always easy, but it's a very important thing to learn how to do, to let go of that anger. It's very interesting, insightful thing where Tversky said that when he was working with alcoholics, he witnessed the useful technique there. There was in the meetings that Tversky went and observed and attended, there was a recovering corporate attorney that was suddenly unemployed, because of downsizing. And he didn't have his own private practice, hasn't saved the money because when he was actively drinking, he wasted a lot of money. So he was in a bad negative, you know, bad state. And then he was then approached by a group of investors who wanted to develop a chain of retail outlets. They made him president. He opens 3 stores for them, and then they voted to get rid of him. And so they exploited him. They exploited him. So he's there by the AA meetings, you know, as a recovering alcoholic. He didn't drink in a long time. And he said something very profound when he got kicked out of, you know, of those stores and he got booted. So this attorney told Reb Tversky after he was booted, "I'm very bitter about this, but I'll go to an 8A meeting tonight and drop off my resentments there. You see, if I hang on to those resentments, I will drink again. And that's something I refuse to do." Reb Tversky really learned from this. The man realized that the destructiveness of harboring resentments has a tremendous danger. In his case, it was a potential relapse back into drinking. The awareness of that danger led the attorney to seek ways to remove the resentments, because hanging on to them will not achieve anything and could aggravate his plight. So people who are not concerned about relapse into drinking may not be aware that there's other harmful effects by harboring resentments. Internal rage of anger may end up falling into depression or other types of conditions, migraines, high blood pressures, ulcers, diabetes, and so on and so forth. So the removal of anger is so important, Baruchnius and Begashbius, because it affects your help. So he says over here that that's one of the milas that AA groups have and other self-help groups have to relieve resentments, because you ventilate your feelings out to sympathetic ears and they'll respond with their own experiences, and that empathy does provide a great amount of relief. It is kedai. You see, it's something that's not often talked about, and of course you have to figure out a way to get, if a chaburu gets together in such a way, to do it, to make sure it's lashon hara free, because there's hilchos lashon hara about it. Obviously, you're dealing with anger, you're upset at people who hurt you, and you don't want to fall into lashon hara, so you have to figure out a way to vent and to express yourself in a way that avoids the lashon hara halachic aspects of it, and, you know, to have problems with that. But to keep it bottled inside is often not healthy either. People sometimes need to talk about it if they were hurt. And therefore, to have these chaburas with people, to be mechazik each other, is something that's healthy and something that's worthwhile. You don't have to get to a point where it is coming from having to have an addiction and then recovering from an addiction and getting to that meaningful place by those beautiful you know, support that you have from these self-help groups or AA meetings and so on and so forth. We could all use that. We could all use that chizik one from another. We just have to do it responsibly, of course, lashon hara free, and in the erlich way, and not to feed negativity on top of negativity, but rather to utilize it to get things out of your system and to grow from it and to work through it. So that's very important. Now, he says the good news with this attorney that now he's a chief executive of a $1 billion corporation, much stronger position than if he would have continued that original venture. And he realizes now that unpleasant episode was a blessing in disguise, and it worked out. But this attorney gets a lot of credit. "I'm going to these AA meetings, and I'm learning how to let go of these resentments because I can't afford not to, because I don't want to fall back into drinking." Now, hostility and anger is often intimately associated with earlier feelings of shame, and therefore we have to work on removing ourselves from that unhealthy shame that we feel. And that's very, very, very important as well. So the idea being like this, that we feel anger or we feel certain unhealthy emotions, that's okay, that's normal. We have to work through it. It's not wrong or sinful to feel that hergish of anger when it comes. But we have to know how to deal with it, how to take action with it, how to utilize it constructively, how to let it out in the right, healthy way. And it's a work in progress. It requires a lot of emunah, betochain, self-work. Habolatai, Messiah, Yisrael, Hashem will give us the siyata d'shmaya to help us with it. We ask Hashem to help us with it. This is so important, how to handle this idea of anger and resentments in the workplace, at home, between parents and children, between a husband and wife especially, and to work through it. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us the siyata d'shmaya and the tools and the keys to be able to do this, to ask Hashem for the help, and to develop those skills. And like I said, the idea of knowing the Hilchos Lashon Hara, so you make sure you're not nichshel in any of that, but to have those times where you share things in a healthy, constructive way is very, very healthy, very, very good. And it allows one to let go of their resentments and to move forward. Bracha v'atzlacha.